It's that time of year when the crisp tang of apples lures us into the orchards and then into our kitchens. But when independent producer Patty White's husband Ned and their neighbor Gino Gemaro decided to make cider, they discovered that traditional presses could cost hundreds of dollars. Unwilling to splurge, they stumbled onto an idea. Use a washing machine. From Freeport, Maine, Patty White has this audio postcard.
It all started 5 years ago with two apple trees dripping with fruit, an old washing machine in a barn, two guys who loved to tinker, and the internet.
I think it was just somewhere in the Google search, you know, you come across a hit that says Whirlpool Cider Press. And, you know, once you know that exists, you have to have it.
That's Ned White. He owns the old washing machine. Gino Gemaro is his neighbor across the street. He has the apple trees.
Ned forwarded the link. I think while I was at work, and I remember just kind of daydreaming about it the rest of the day about how are we going to make this happen with what we've got lying around.
There were no instructions online, so they decided the best place to start was to take apart the top-loading Whirlpool circa early 1980s.
So tell me what the washing machine was like when you guys were first taking it apart. Well,
pretty foul inside. Yeah. All the hoses and the bottom of the tank were just absolutely covered with grime and hair and soap scum.
In fact, the bulk of the 15 or so hours it took to convert the washer into a press were spent scrubbing, degreasing, and bleaching. Then Gemaro says they moved on to the next challenge, how to get apples in, mash them up, and get cider out.
I think generally we realized that we needed something to take advantage of the spin cycle since it was the fastest setting in the washer.
They removed the blades and replaced them with a flat plywood disc impaled with exposed screws. A plastic pipe directs apples into the washer to be mauled by the spinning disc.
The blunt force trauma is what we were looking for. To really, you know, we want to be able to bruise the apples essentially rather than slice them up. And I think it's that bruising that, you know, between the bruising and the spin cycle, the centrifugal force of that is where we're generating the cider.
All right, ready?
As the washing machine warms up, White explains what happens to the apples.
The apples kind of bounce around on the screws for a second, and then you see little bits shooting out to the side of the drum. It's just kind of, you know, it's a little like mayhem in there. Mayhem.
It's a little like you know, fireworks display here with apples.
And the result is gallons of cider. It spills out where soapy water normally would, the washer drain. And that left White and Gemaro with their final challenge. What to do with it all? The answer? A party, of course. Now an annual neighborhood event.
Them blowing up out of the thing. Oh, apple juice.
She wins!
I think it's surprising how good it feels just to be able to take something that's been going unused and make it into something useful.
That's Gino Gemaro's take on the washing machine cider press. But Ned White, well, he relishes its oddness.
This wouldn't fall into the category of, like, a machine or something well-designed or engineered. Like, you look at it and you see it running and it's a contraption, which is really fun.
And an economical one at that. All told, the converted washing machine cider press cost no more than $10. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.